So.
Ready?
My observation has been that when people are following correct principles, even if they identify those principles with the wrong person, they still get a lot of benefit because they're actually serving the right principles. For example, there was one famous guru in India that some people thought was God, and turns out he's a homosexual pedophile. And yet, people that were following him that thought he was actually God. There were, for example, Western people that took to vegetarianism, that gave up, you'd say, a selfish life and dedicated themselves at least to humanitarian work. And so then they were actually inspired. So you could say, how could just ordinary people be inspired? You know, somewhat intelligent people be inspired and take to all these good practices if they were serving someone who was so false? The answer is, as far as I see, they were following proper principles. So in the same way, if you look at the history of Jesus, the history of the interpretation of Jesus, and he's obviously a saintly person, obviously had many admirable qualities as a servant of God. However, the deification of Jesus to become God and to become this and that, because the principles are true. In other words, there actually are, those are true principles. There actually are such beings. God himself sometimes comes to the world. And so even if Jesus doesn't have all of the powers they attribute to him, they're still following true principles. And after all, Jesus, that's just an English pronunciation. I mean, it wasn't Yesu, I guess, in Hebrew, whatever. But so they're following proper principles, and that's the strength of it. And also, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that jyo jyo jyang jyang tanam bhakta, whatever, whoever undertakes to worship any form of divinity, I make that person's faith strong and I give them the results. So if one is, there's worship in different modes of nature. So here you have a case for people who are, Krishna's made their faith strong and actually given them rewards for it. And a lot of the principles, not all of them, associated with that doctrine are true in the sense that there really are such powers and such personalities in God's creation. And so Krishna, it's like, imagine if you have a child and the child goes to school and the child sort of gets into the sort of hero worship of some other boy who's not really a hero, and you know the boy's actually not such a great person. But your child wants to be clean and wants to get to school on time because the boy said so. So, you know what I mean? It's the principles are good. Mm-hmm. The principles are good, even if the boy doesn't perfectly understand who that older person is. And people actually, it's like Dharma, it's the power of Dharma. So that there's a certain empowerment, there's a certain intuitive understanding. This is true when you attach yourself to the proper principles, even if you apply those principles somewhat inaccurately to a particular historical figure. Maybe, you know, grossly inaccurate or whole or partially inaccurate or somewhat inaccurate, whatever. But if the principles are actually valid principles that exist there, that are actually instantiated somewhere in the universe, then there's an empowerment from following true principles. The principles themselves bestow power. Mm-hmm. So that's what I see is happening there. Based on my observation of human behavior and Krishna's statements in the Gita, and my knowledge of the history of religions.
So Krishna will, if somebody chooses a particular faith, Krishna will encourage that faith. And
if the person has freely chosen it.
And then, like, Tesham Satata Yuktanam.
What? Tesham?
Tesham Satata.
Tesham.
Tesham.
Satata Yuktanam.
Satata Yuktanam.
Yuktanam.
Yuktanam. Bhajatam.
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 Priti Purvakam.
Priti Purvakam.
It'll gradually advance if they attach themselves to the right principles. If they attach themselves to the right principles and they stick to it, they'll gradually advance by following the right principles.